Singers of all ages and all parts of the country compete for the chance to be mentored by well-known musicians on NBC's The Voice, now in its 15th season. This season, Jennifer Hudson joins returning coaches Blake Shelton, Kelly Clarkson, and Adam Levine. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal, thrilled to have one of this season's contestants here in the studio. This is Abby Cates from right here in Cincinnati, or a little bit north of Cincinnati, right, Abby?
Mason, Ohio.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank
Congratulations
you.
On winning a spot. I was going to ask you, but I see you've got your Team Kelly jacket
yes.
on.
Yes, yes.
So The Voice, Kelly Clarkson, that's big time.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited about it.
And I saw that you said you wanted Kelly to be your mm-hmm. judge. Why? What is it about Kelly Clarkson?
Well, her success has come from a show kind of like she's from Idol. So I think that she can definitely understand where we're coming from and what we're going through, like her team and her contestants. And also, I love her music. I've been like obsessed with her music forever. And I don't know. I just really love her. She seems like a really down-to-earth, genuine person, and I'm really, really excited to get to work with her.
And I think her music has a pretty positive message about empowerment,
for sure.
Strong women.
For sure, yes, yeah.
Now, I'm sure you've imagined it a million times, but when you actually heard her pound the button and saw her turn the chair around, how did you manage to keep singing?
Well, the funny thing is that when you're actually there, it doesn't make the sound because it would interrupt you singing. So when you're actually doing it, like I think like my eyes were closed or something, or I wasn't looking. It was so crazy. Like I turned towards the, because I was facing the audience, and I turned towards the judges and she was around. Like it was, oh, it was so crazy. But then I definitely had like take a second to like compose myself again. Like I definitely, you can hear in my voice, I'm like, oh, okay. And then, yeah, but it was so great. I'm so excited to work with her. She's amazing. And I didn't need anyone else to turn after that point because she turned and I was excited about it.
Well, take us back a couple of steps. How do you get from Mason, Ohio to on stage at The Voice?
So I have an Instagram account with about like 180,000 followers on it. And The Voice casting team actually saw it and they emailed me and asked me to come out to a private audition in Indiana. So in about, and I think January, I went and did the private audition. And then from there, you go to an interview process of the private audition, and then you go home and you wait for them to call you. And then they called and I flew out to an executive audition for the executive producers, and they kind of decide if we get to blinds. And then blinds, you go in June and you go for the whole month, and people get cut during that time too. So it's like even if you're through to audition, it's not guaranteed you get a blind audition, which is kind of nerve-wracking. So the whole month you're just rehearsing and you're grinding for whatever you can to get your song perfect. And then at the end of the month, we all auditioned.
Talk about that rehearsal process a little bit. Do you select your material or do they assign it to you?
You definitely have a say. You can like give them the type of songs you like to sing and the artist that you love. And then you work with the music team to decide what song is perfect for you and what would feature your voice the best.
Do they also have people teaching you how to appear and act on television, stylists, makeup, hair?
Yeah, they definitely have a huge glam team, which is so awesome. And their wardrobe team is amazing as well. Like the whole entire Voice team is so talented and so great. Like they got nominated for an Emmy last year for their hair. So it's like they're crazy good.
So round ballpark figure, how many people do you have to beat to get to where you are?
Well, I'm in the top 48 right now. So that's about probably around 100 people auditioned for the actual judges, but I think like 60,000 audition for the actual show, like to the open call stuff.
We're talking with Abby Cates from Mason, Ohio, proudly representing this part of the world on The Voice. And you're not the only one from Cincinnati this season.
Yeah, Tyshawn is also from Cincinnati. I love him. He's so funny and nice.
I know that you're completely sworn to secrecy about any kind of results, but can you tell us where in the process you are? Will you be going back out to compete? They film it all in one day.
So far, no matter if I'm in them or not, what's pre-recorded right now are blinds, battles, and knockouts. I can tell you I'm in the battles because I made it through my blind. So my battle will air next week, which is super exciting. And then you have to see if I get to knockouts and then see if I get to lives.
Can you tell us what you sang?
No, I cannot. You have to watch that too.
Okay, let's see. Skirting the issue. I did visit some of your social media sites, mm-hmm. and I saw a lot of sort of R&B influences mm-hmm. in your singing, but you also like musical theater and kind of legit
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
I saw that you were playing a little bit of guitar as well. Mm-hmm. Did they invite you to bring your instrument with you?
Yeah, so you can bring whatever you want, really. Some people brought keyboards, some people brought guitars, ukuleles. So that's a really big part of being at The Voice is you're with this big community of people and you can't really hang out outside of the hotel that much. So you kind of just hang out with each other and play and jam together. But yeah, I definitely have on my social media, I have a lot of R&B, pop, soul, but then I definitely have such a passion and love for musical theater too. So that's a big part of my music.
Two really different approaches though to singing.
Yeah, for sure. On one hand, it's like my classically trained side, which wants to do all the vowels correctly and everything like that. And then on the other hand, it's like my R&B pop side that's wanting to make it sound good and have the right sound. So it's like the difference between singing like correctly, classically, and singing in a pop way.
I should probably mention at this point that you're a whopping 17 years old, but you've been singing for a long time.
Yeah, I've been singing for my entire life.
How did you start?
Well, I remember getting like my first solo in choir in like the first grade, and then I started doing musical theater in second grade. And I haven't stopped doing musical theater. So from basically second grade on, it's been nonstop, just music, music, music.
What is your training? You mentioned that you had some classical training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I have been taking voice lessons since the second grade. So I've been classically trained in musical theater. And then also I've done a lot of pop work too, though, so I'm trained in both areas.
And you're a princess.
Yes, I am. I work at Party Princess Productions. So I go to little girls' birthday parties dressed as Jasmine or Moana or Belle. And I sing and tell the stories. And yeah, it's the best job ever. It's so fun.
Who is the current favorite most popular princess?
I think probably Moana or Elena of Avalor. She's a really popular one.
Well, let's talk about The Voice just a little bit more. Now, when you go out there, you are 17 years old. Are you allowed to have parents or guardians come with you?
Yeah, so if you're a minor, which is under 18, there are actually a ton of minors on the show. Now that the Top 48 has all aired, there are actually 11 minors in the Top 48, which is kind of a lot based on like past seasons and stuff. So all of the minors have their parents. They all have one guardian. So it's fun to have your friends who are minors and then your parents all interact and become friends too. Yeah, it's really fun.
You actually brought your mom with you today.
Yeah.
She's here in the studio with us as well. And there is a wonderful, precious shot of your family when Kelly turns her chair around. I imagine in some ways it is more exciting for them even than you.
Yeah, absolutely. I was so grateful to have my entire family come out. So it was my two brothers, my little sister, my mom, and my dad. Because a lot of people don't get their entire families to come out, but I was so grateful to have all of mine there because they are such a great support system. They're like so crazy and fun. So I constantly feel very supported by them. Yeah, their reactions were so funny. And I could also hear them because they were just off stage. So it was so fun to like hear it live and then see it.
Did you actually get a chance to work with Kelly yet?
Yes. So for the battle rounds, you work with your battle partner, which my battle partner is Delaney Silvernell, which we're really excited about. We can tell you that. Yes, I worked with Delaney and Kelly and then also Thomas Rhett, who was Kelly's advisor. He's a big country singer and he's so great and he's so nice. And we worked all together on our song, which we can't tell. But yeah, it was so great. She's so helpful and all of her advice is just so great to just take it all in. And everything that she says, it's so valuable to hear from her.
Did she talk at all about making videos?
Yeah, kind of. When we went in for our battle rehearsal, she was talking about how she had stalked all of our Instagrams and things like that. So she was excited to talk about how I make videos and how she seems
like a very excitable person.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's so fun.
High, high energy. How many other people is she coaching?
So within the top 48, there are the four teams and there are 12 people on each team. So for battles, she was coaching 12 people, but there are six battle pairings. So on Team Kelly, there were six battles, so she was coaching all of us, but together.
Where's high school, Abby?
CHCA, so Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy.
And how big a star are you there these days?
I wouldn't say I'm a star, but it's also a very small high school. Like, there are 400 people in the whole school. So, yeah, it's definitely, word gets around fast, so it's really exciting that they're all supporting me so much.
And you get to keep the jacket no matter what?
Yes, I get to keep the jacket.
It's yours forever and
yes.
ever. What does the future hold for Abby Cates?
Oh, I hope a lot of music. It's hard to tell because it's so uncertain, but I really hope to be doing music for as long as I can.
Want to go on tour with the pop band or go to Broadway?
Yes.
Yes, I want to do it all. The Voice has been a launching pad for vocalists. Both winners and contestants have had wonderful things come out of appearing on the show. 15 seasons now. Wishing our very own Abby Cates a lot of success in her journey on The Voice's stage. Thank you so much for coming in, Abby.
Thank you for having me.
You'll find a link to The Voice and Abby Cates' website at wvxu.org. I'm Elaine Deal.